Time for sport now with Bridget Tunnicliffe. Kia ora. An experienced New Zealand track and field team will compete at the Paris Olympics.
That's right. 15-strong athletics team has been named this morning, although some of them will have to meet performance conditions. World indoor champions high jumper Hamish Kerr and middle distance runner George Beamish headline the team, along with two-time Olympic shot put bronze medalist Tom Walsh and 2016 pole vault bronze medalist Eliza McCartney. Pole vaulters Imogen Erris and Olivia McTaggart both have to prove their form ahead of the Games. 18-year-old triple jumper Ethan Olivier is set to become the first New Zealand triple jumper to compete in Olympic Games since Dave Norris at the 1960 Rome Olympics. The Wellington Phoenix can return to the top of the men's A-League ladder with a win or a draw over the Jets in Newcastle tonight. The Phoenix head into the penultimate round equal on points with leaders Central Coast, although the Mariners are ahead due to a superior win count. Despite only two games left to decide the minor premiership, coach Giancarlo Italiano says the Phoenix preparation hasn't changed.
I don't want to go into this game thinking that, you know, it's got to be do or die. The players already have that incentive, that motive to go out there and win. So for me, it's more about focusing on where we think Newcastle are weak and where we can exploit and making sure we nullify their threats. And the season will play out itself.
The roar of supercars returns to New Zealand this weekend after a year's absence as a plethora of petrol heads descend on the inaugural Taupo event. Kiwi driver and Bathurst champion Richie Stanaway will be among the favourites, and he's looking forward to driving in front of friends and family.
As a New Zealander, getting the opportunity to race back at home once a year gives us a chance to feel what it's like for all the Australian drivers that get to race at home on all the other rounds. So it's something that we really appreciate.
The first practice session begins in about half an hour. And Lydia Ko is in a tie for fifth, nearing the end of the first round of the Chevron Championship in Texas, the first golf major of the year. Ko is three shots behind the leader, Lauren Coughlin, of the United States. Ko ngā Pūrongo, hākinakina.